it's all about humanity.
Know how you love the lists, but
oh god,
but it's a Rolling Stone list, so
okay.
Rolling Stone has good lists.
Okay.
That's all they do now. I mean, do they even have a magazine anymore? Or are they online now?
They review albums and they make lists.
Pretty much. But I don't know if it's on a magazine anymore. Does it still have a magazine?
No.
No, you can't.
No,
like,
it's all online.
You
know that. Remember the whole thing was that the magazine, they were making it smaller. That was the first step.
Right.
They made it tiny and everyone's like, wait a minute, what is this little tiny thing?
It's yeah,
like it's a pamphlet.
It was like, yeah, a pamphlet when the last time I got it. But now they have the top 100, and we're only going to do the top 20 videos of all time, since MTV is celebrating their whatever the hell 50 year anniversary or whatever it is.
You mean music videos? You don't mean any video like David at the Dentist?
No,
you?
No. We're talking okay. Top 100 music videos of all time.
Okay.
Of all time. That's a big list. I mean, there's a lot of really good music videos.
Are there really? Okay.
Number 20 is a video I've never seen before. I guarantee you have. DJ Shadow featuring Run the Jewels.
Oh,
Nobody
yes.
Speak.
Picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me
so good.
I am sick.
And after watching this video, yes, it should be number 20. It's pretty freaking brilliant.
Yeah, well, Run the Jewels, they're brilliant. You know, Killer Mike is awesome. Yeah, I'm a huge RTJ fan, as we call them.
And this video is brilliant. So if you haven't seen this video yet, you should watch it.
You should probably describe it to people a little bit so they have a sense of
it's like people in Congress, and they're going back and forth, yelling at each other. But they're all doing the lyrics to this song.
Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Killer Mike is very political. He's always on Bill Maher, and he has all kinds of foundations and things that he does.
So that's
very supportive of the community.
That's number 20. Number 19, of course, they're going to put, because it's Rolling Stone, they have to put Radiohead in a list because they love Radiohead. But
right.
Paranoid Android, which is a cartoon.
From what year? It was like the 90s or something, right?
Yeah,
old one.
Yeah, I think it was 98, 99, something like that. But so number 19, Radiohead, Paranoid Android. Number 18 on the list is Prince with Kiss.
Of course.
And I don't know if this is a great video. I guess it is.
I don't think it's a great video. I didn't think any of Prince's videos were particularly memorable.
Or groundbreaking or...
No, not at all. But it's Prince, and it's fun to listen to him, and he has to be on every list.
And he's dancing, and it's Prince. So
that's
number 18 on the list.
I feel like he has a contract with them. Like, anytime any list comes up, you got to put me in there somehow. Like, it was in his will.
Well, I think that contract's void now. Number 17, Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
I mean, I guess, like, in the 80s, it was probably groundbreaking and interesting, and people loved it, but...
Does it stand up
over time?
Maybe. I think it drove girls crazy back then for Duran Duran. I think it turned them into a sex symbol.
Yeah. But it's, again, not a very interesting video. I mean, if Sledgehammer isn't on the list, I don't know what they're doing, you know?
Number 16.
Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly.
Remember when Missy Elliott was wearing a big trash bag?
Yes.
The big, huge trash bag, and she's dancing. This is
Missy Elliott had a lot of great videos.
Yeah, this is one of them.
Yeah.
Such a great song.
Love this song.
When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some.
So that's number 16. Number 15. White Stripes, Fell in Love with a Girl.
Interesting that would be on their list. What's so interesting about this video? Tell us about this video.
It's made of Legos.
Oh,
so the White Stripes are singing with Legos. And Lego drum set.
Okay.
So took somebody a really long time to put together.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So,
but the only problem is, like, once the video was over, they all stepped on him. We're like, ah, ooh. Being a parent is like.
Number 14, aha take on me. It was the drawing going into
okay,
the
Okay, now
drawing.
Hang on a minute. This should not be number 14. This should be in the top two because this is still so iconic that it's used all the time in everything. Okay, so on Instagram, there's a filter that is the aha video.
Oh,
that
really?
Is that drawing thing.
You can turn
thing.
Yourself
yes.
into a drawing.
Yeah, you can. And remember, this was a whole thing on Family Guy.
With Brian, or Chris
gets pulled into this video. Yeah, this is iconic. I feel like it should be in the top five, but okay.
Number 14. And I did not know until last night that Weezer redid this song, kind of like what they did with Africa.
Oh.
And it's actually a good version. Number 13, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes.
It should be higher. It changed the world.
But we can all picture this. You know, they're in the gymnasium and there are the cheerleader girls that are like.
And the guy cleaning the floor.
Right, and the guy cleaning the floor. And everyone in the video is just like, I do not give a fuck. Like the cheerleaders are just like, whatever.
Yeah, Kirk really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd rather not be here right now, but I'm
right.
singing this song.
Yeah, that was that video and that song is pretty defining, I would say, of a generation.
Dave Grohl really is the only one in this whole video that wants to be there.
And he's just hair. Hair and drumsticks.
So, yeah, that's number 13. Number 12. All the single
ladies, all the single ladies. Oh, yes.
Beyonce.
Another iconic one.
Everybody was trying to do this dance step by step.
Oh, my God. I feel like you can find more YouTube videos of people trying to do this, doing this dance in various ways. Like, everyone did it. Like, nurses did it. Doctors did it. Policemen did it. Like, everyone did this single ladies dance.
So you agree with the number 12?
Yeah, this is up there.
So, number 11, because it had all the supermodels in it, and...
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
George Michael, Freedom.
I will not give you up.
Brilliant video.
See, this should be higher also, because this was the first time... Remember, see, you got to put things in context. When this song came out, everybody's video had them in it singing. This was the first time that we ever did not see the artist. And
yeah,
it was all supermodels.
Yeah, his jacket was in this, not him.
Right. That's the point, that he's not in the video at all. And this video was about the exploitation of music for video's sake. So he went right for it. Naomi Campbell is in it, Cindy Crawford, all these famous models from back in the day. This was groundbreaking. Yeah, this video should be higher. This was an important video, I think.
And the chicks are really hot in this video.
Well, they're models. They're supermodels.
Number 10, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. I'm surprised Thriller is not in the top 20.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, of all the Michael Jackson videos, this one, it's a good song, but it's not an interesting video at all.
It's him walking, lighting up the sidewalk.
Right.
Was really cool. It was different.
Yeah.
It blew him up.
Yeah, it was cool, but it wasn't groundbreaking like some other videos are.
Number 9, because it was such a long song and kind of like a movie, November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Hmm.
It was a 10-minute video.
Wow.
Where he gets married and...
Oh, right. Yeah, it's a whole storyline. It's like a little mini movie. You're right.
Yeah. So that's number 9. Number 8. And you were right.
Sledgehammer. It has to be, because again, it was claymation. It was really innovative. And it was, again, you got to put in context. It was during a time when music videos were just people dancing around or people or bands singing. This was a conceptual video. It was a concept.
And it's only number 8. On the list.
Right. That's why it's even more interesting. as a song, it's an okay song. As a video, it's quite captivating.
Yeah, and I think this is videos that changed the game. Number 7, D'Angelo.
Oh, I will never forget this video. No, I'm telling you, everybody fell in love with D'Angelo. It was basically just a look up and down his body the whole time. And yeah, those abs.
He has no shirt on.
I know. But again, that's another game changer.
Yep.
Where he was sold as a sex symbol, and he was. I mean, the minute I hear the song, all I think of is D'Angelo's abs. Yeah, there was not a dry seat on the planet when this video came out. Men, women, it didn't matter.
Number 6, you gotta put a Beastie Boys video.
Sabotage, yeah.
In the top 10.
But again, because it's like a concept, it's a movie. And what's funny about this, did you see Fred Durst at Lollapalooza? Everybody was saying that he was dressed like them in Sabotage, where he has the really bad aviators and the fake wig. That's what Fred Durst looked like at Lollapalooza this week.
Well, the funny thing is when I saw Fred Durst at the Limp Bizkit thing, and I went, he's undercover boss.
That's right.
He's undercover boss of Limp Bizkit.
Yep. Everybody was like, either he's Sabotage, or yeah, everybody had like a... That went viral. I don't know if you saw, like, on Twitter and Instagram, Fred Durst went viral because of what he looked like at Lollapalooza. And then he also revealed a new look where he looks like Fred Durst's dad.
And it's not a wig. That's his hair, by the way. That's the scary thing. Number 5, New Order, The Perfect Kiss.
And again, good song, decent video. It doesn't need to be in the top 5.
Yeah, number 5. I don't know.
For what reason?
When you're filming a band or an artist, you aspire to officially become part of the band. And that's what this video did. Made you a part of the band, I guess.
Right, but so it should be in the top 20, but definitely not the top 5. It was not revolutionary. Sledgehammer's way more important. And Single Ladies, way more important.
Number 4, you're going to agree. You think it should be number 1. It's number 4. Dancing shit.
This is America. Oh. Don't get you slipping
up. Childish Gambino, This is America, number 4. Look what I'm whipping
up. Yep. This is America. Childish Gambino. Don't get you slipping up. Absolutely. I mean, remember, this video came out and everybody went nuts.
Yep.
It was this was revolutionary because it was now a video and a song could be political and make points and people could learn something and understand something.
It opened up a conversation.
Exactly. It opened up a conversation.
All right. So if that's number 4, what is the top 3?
Strike.
This is number 3.
Really?
Yeah. I agree.
Why?
It started a whole dance revolution. Strike. Black and white. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. You know, yeah, it was cool. Mild. Everybody was voguing. And again, it was fun, but it didn't start a conversation. It was not important. Remember the Michael Jackson black and white video where they did the morphing into faces?
Right. That was new.
That was more than new. That was important. That was like, a video can be something.
And they debuted that song in primetime on networks.
That's right.
But not this. But this is number 3.
Wrong. It's a good video. I love this video. It's great. It was beautiful. It was beautifully shot. I think somebody famous shot it, right? Wasn't it like...
Yeah, probably her husband.
And she was wearing Dolce & Gabbana. It was a whole thing. Yeah, somebody famous shot this. I can't remember who right now. But it was a big deal at the time. Top 10, but definitely not top 3.
Number 2. Yes. Johnny Cash doing Hurt.
I hurt myself today. To see if
why is this number 2?
It's a brilliant video.
What happens in it?
It was right before he died.
Okay.
And the song is just so deep. And the video follows it perfectly. It stops you in your tracks.
Okay.
The old familiar.
And it turns the song completely around.
kill it
to something different.
All away.
I mean, it's great, but again, but not revolutionary, not what videos are supposed to do. I mean, I get that people have an emotional attachment to this one, but not the way they do with some of the other ones that we already mentioned.
I agree with this one. I mean, this one took a song and changed it and made it totally something different. Number one on the list.
I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress.
Yes.
I'm so possessive. Beyonce. So I rock his rock necklaces.
Yeah, formation.
My daddy, Alabama.
This is number one, though.
Louisiana.
Mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Love this song.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Go home.
Oh, yes. I like that.
Number one, though?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
I did not come to play with you, ho.
It wasn't just formation. Remember, it was part of Lemonade.
Right.
And Lemonade was an entire experience. So the entire album came out as a video. And it told the story of Jay-Z cheating on her and Becky with the good hair. Remember, that was a whole thing. So, and, you know, come on, ladies, let's get, there's a pun here. Information and information. So meaning like we need to communicate with each other and let each other know what's going on with our men, what's going on in the world. Like, you know, we need information.
So it's better than Sledgehammer.
Yes, because, yeah, Lemonade was definitely revolutionary. Remember, it came, again, it came out as a movie before it came out as an album.
Right.
I got hot sauce in my veins.
Never seen that video in my life. So.
Really? You're kidding.
Never.
You should watch Lemonade, the whole video. It's really fascinating. It's beautiful. It's beautifully shot. Yeah, it was like a movie. And that's what she's been doing lately, is making little mini movies as music videos. She still does it. She's still doing it. And I think that's what also is interesting. MTV was already showing Friends and Catfish all day long, and yet she came out with Lemonade, you know, during a time when nobody was doing videos. And she did this concept album as a movie, as a video.
Anthony Michaels, honorable mentions, number 23.
Kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio.
Yep.
If I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit. So
good.
Such a great song.
This is a great song. Great video.
That made number 23 on the list.
Okay.
Tupac, Dr. Dre, California Love, 27.
Okay.
That was a great Baby One More Time, 30.
Okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting because we've been talking about Britney Spears for so long and how Hit Me Baby One More Time was the first time that we saw them fully sexualize a girl, a woman, to look like a girl. She was a teenager at the time. It started the conversation about over-sexualized women in pop music. So I think this is a much more important video than number 30.
True. And this blew her up, and this was the first time you've seen something like this.
Well, it blew her up, but it was, that's the moment that everybody looks back to when they talk about feminism and music and sexuality and music and sexualizing young girls. Like, that is the moment they're like, Hit Me Baby One More Time was the first time that we were like, no.
Okay, I'll make it even bigger, because when this song came out, pop music was dead.
True.
It was MBOP, then this.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So both of them back to back is what brought pop back. Pop for a long time, from like 1988 to 97, was dead.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until this song where people went, oh yeah, pop music. Forgot
right.
all about
no,
it.
You're right. She definitely revived it.
Oh, 80. Perfect. Here you go. Should be number one.
Oh, come on. We're all getting Rickrolled. This should be number one. You should have Rickrolled us right from the beginning.
That should be number one. Always.
This might be one of the most important videos of all time. This is more important than Johnny Cash.
Just for the joke factor alone.